No, I just, the reason what made me laugh was I remember something, Kapan in the course, one of the course, no. Kapan in one of the course, I talked about dependent arising, I think the three, four days I talked about, a few days, dependent arising. But one student, she taught, you know, one student she taught, I talked about Tibetan rice. I talked about Tibetan rice for 3-4 days. So one day, after 4 days, I didn't feel, she asked us. So she asked somebody, one ill student, why is he talking about so much Tibetan rice? So then the student corrected, you know. The student corrected. Is it dependent arising? It's not Tibetan rice. Then on after 4 or 5 days, then she realized that all that talk was about dependent arising, not Tibetan rice. Is that right? I think she's here. She's here. No, that was very good. That's very good lesson to me because I think I spoke very fast, you know, dependent rice like that. You see, it actually became Tibetan rice. So what she thought? Why so important the Tibetan rice? You know? Anyway. No, she herself speaks the best English. When she talks, every single word you can hear, you know. Dependent arising. Anyway, so what was going to mention that to say? So I think different, you know, words for different people, verses or so even like the vase on the vase. Or like that, or vase on the vase, or eye on the eye. Even that kind of expression. So different people, different mentors, they have from different quotations or from different instructions, even words like that. So suddenly, clicks mind. See. So able to see, sorry, there able to see, able to see suddenly you see the you see the eye, you see suddenly you recognize like that exactly as it passed. So you see able to identify that so you're able to identify like that the eye existing from the side, then suddenly so you look at the ceiling, you know. Like that, like what is expressed in the teaching, existing ceiling of the ceiling or ceiling existing from the side. Then you look at the tangas, the brackets around, you know, so they appear also on the top, see, or the existing from the outside, something real. A real blue color, red color, you know, yellow color, real one, in a sense, existing from the other side. So everything where you look at, it's all like that. And then you look at the eye, also like that. then, then, see, my finger. This is the object. This is what's called object repeated. You see. So once you recognize that, then you see. Even thinking is small. Even thinking is. It seems that that's the key, that's the most important one to start with. Is the false eye, you know. So as I mentioned at the very beginning, I think what I got distracted, but I meant to recite Heart Sutra, then you know, then to meditate. You see, that was the idea, but then didn't happen. So what's going to mention is, you know, to realize the truth, you need to recognize the false, you see, the false view, you know, what's called gacchā, object of repeated. So, I think that the most important one thing. But whether you can realize emptiness or not, you know, whether you reach to that point or not, it all depends on beginning and start, how you begin the meditation. If from very beginning if you make mistakes, if you see if you did not have the knowledge or recognition what is to be empty, you see, if you didn't have that recognition, if you missed out that, recognizing the false eye is, you see, false eye is false. See, eye which doesn't exist is that eye which doesn't exist at all, but appeared and believed by one's own hallucinated mind. You know, every day life, from beginning of this birth, from beginning of this birth, you see, from beginning of this birth. So, this is a, so, which is non-existent, I see this real I in the sense existing from its own side, not merely permanent. So if you from various beginning start, so say if you did not begin with that, if you did not begin the analysis, like the atomic bomb that you control over the enemy, you know, or missile, didn't realize this is the what. This is the one that you throw your missiles or bomb. Is the logic, you see, reasons on that. You miss out that the target that you use analysis. You miss the target, and then you miss the target. Why? Why you miss the target? You miss the target. Something else. You think something else is not that one, but something else is a objectively reputed or false eye. Something else. You see. Or the word, you know, object. Word is truly in the word. You see that. However, something else. You see. you know. To be realized empty. Why this is happening? It's because, you see, you didn't recognize that this is a false eye, that this is gacha, objective. You didn't recognize. And didn't recognize because believing this is what this, how can you eliminate this, you know, how, you know, so thinking this is the I, thinking this is I, you know, this is I which exists, not recognizing there's a false I, but this, you see, this is non-existent, this is the false, you see. Not recognizing that. Not recognizing this false, or this is the object to be reputed. Not recognize that. I should say this, I should clarify this. When you recognize this, not necessarily that you realize this thought, you know. Total non-existent. You know, the minute when you recognize, at the same time, you see that's totally empty. I'm not saying that. So there's a graduate procedure. the object to be repeated is what is described. You see, identify. You identify to that I was appearing that one believes. See. Then, then next minute you use the logic. You know, even just the word dependent not dependent arising, but the dependent arising. You see, this is even just use that word. So while you're focused on that, this object to be repeated, you know, you identified what the words said, you see. like the passport, you know, like the passport at the customs or something, the picture. You see, identify your face, you know, that. So here, Then the dependent arising, something that is sometimes you see that total understanding and all of that. But I think it is you could have some intellectual understanding. You see, already, yes, so you have that. Then there's a logic, like the atomic bomb, see, on that. Then once you recognize that this object could appear to you, then it's, what you need to realize empty. However, so after that recognition, then it has, then due to the blessing of the guru and imprint from past and then intensive purification like Mary Sodin, see, mind cannot stay as it is, as I mentioned before, how stubborn or all that, which is like rock before, you see. But things doesn't make sense to you, you see. But now here, then, so suddenly, so all of a sudden, then you see, all of a sudden, you see the eye that you've been, believing or holding on to, this real I, in the sense existing from its own side, without any question, without any doubt, you see, that's true, you know? That's there, it's true. So, suddenly, you know, you lose. I guess, so for those other meditators, I think, who had put all the necessary conditions together, receiving blessing, all that, so I think, so suddenly there's nothing to hold on to, which you've been holding, not only from the birth, from beginning, there's a rebirth, you know, you've been holding on to it. But now, today, this hour, this minute, there's nothing there to hold on to. There's nothing there to hold on to. Just, you see, there's nothing there to hold on to. It's like somebody illusioned, a magician person illusioned your mind. You know, magician person illusioned your mind, and gave you $1 million. You see, gave you $1 million, and you're holding in the hand, you know, $1 million, and really believe that I have this $1 million, you know, and you made all the plans. What is, you know, go around the whole world and, you know, buy, say, the beautiful mountains or the, buy the houses, a city and the outside city, you know, countryside and inside city. However, the whole thing there. So, really believe that you have this $1 million in the hand, you see. But then, when that, after some time, that, the mental power, whatever it is, hallucinated you, that effect is gone, you see. Then you see, you discover there's nothing. Or maybe there's some paper, empty papers, pile of papers or have there's nothing in your hand, you see. Not even $1. You see, you discover. Like that, you see. Or you dreamt from lottery, you got $1 billion. You know, from lottery. And in the dream, you see, you didn't recognize this is a dream. You know? Really believed. No question, not one single doubt. Really true, see, you have. But so excited. Oh. Then really believe, but after you woke up, you realize it wasn't true. Then so sad. So happy in the dream, but so sad after you wake up, you discover it's not true. So anyway, so just like that. Yes. So that time, when I start to lose, right after the recognition of the, this is an objective repeated, and then you start think this is, then you start think, oh, this is false, you know. Next minute you think, hallucination. Then you start to go away, you see, to lose. No, it doesn't go through, it doesn't go out through the door or window, or you see, of the house, your room, or, but just there. Wherever you, where you are holding on to, just there. Just there. So that, so what I was going to mention before, then the fear then rises. Very, very deep fear. From way down deep, see, very deep fear rises. for many people, so that those who are lower intelligent beings. So then that time, you think the fear rises because here's the point. Because you are unable to differentiate the I which exists and I which doesn't exist. That I which exists, that which merely imputed one, and which exists, merely labeled I, which is that which exists, and the false I, see, I which doesn't exist, the that which is not, that which is appearing to you, and you believe, you hold on, you believe that. See, not merely labeled by the mind. Not merely labeled by mind. So these two, see, so unable to differentiate I which exists and the four, and the non-existent I, the false I, see, unable to differentiate, you see. So it's not linked. So it's not Ling Rinpoche. I think that was a little bit different. Rinpoche said, many years ago, Dipung Losa Ling, South India, Rinpoche gave 7 points of thought transformation, so that during the emptiness teachings, Rinpoche explained the definition of Gakcha, objective reputed, is you are unable to differentiate the label, the table, and the base of the table, which is to be labeled table, and the labeled table itself. You see, unable to differentiate. So that is the gakcha, objective reputation. But here I'm talking about, you see, you are unable to differentiate the I, which exists merely by mind, and I, Is dit eigen nanksnij? Zo ja, vals eisje. De as I mentioned before, the ordinary word is the real I in the sense existing from the society. So they which is non-existent. So unable to differentiate those two. So unable to differentiate, and you believe, as I already mentioned at the beginning. So normally in our life, not only unable to differentiate from the base, label and base, unable to differentiate. Not all that. You know? Not all that problem. So what with I like this unable to differentiate, say the base I guess and I the the you know, when we look at the table, when we look at the flower, the label of flower and the base of flower unable to differentiate, undifferentiable. So when we look at the light, you know, light, the label and the base of the unable to differentiate. So any phenomena, when we look at the fruit, you know, fruit, the label of fruit and the base of the fruit are unable to differentiate. So whenever we look at the phenomena, like Sona Lingam Bhutta said, it's all like that. So that's hallucination, see. So the I, the self-I, do not exist separately from the aggregates. But the I exists differently from the aggregates. The base aggregates. It exists differently, but not, it doesn't exist separately from the aggregates. So, in Tibetan word, tate. So, tate, you know, so you have to understand there's a meaning of tate. So tate, one means separately, tate means separate, tate, different. So if you didn't get the real meaning of that, then you can get unclear understanding, and you can say get confused, you know, these two things. So the I doesn't exist separately from the aggregates, because it exists by depending on or the relation to or because there's aggregate base exist, you see. So so it doesn't exist separately, but it exists differently. Because R is the label and these aggregates is the base to be labeled. Object to be labeled, see? Base to be labeled, I. So these two, two different phenomena. The I is a possessor. Aggregate is a possession. I possess the body, the mind. So how can they be one? Possessor and possession, how can they be one? I is a, like the Mother Mega talks about, you see, Nyawa Lembapo, Nyawa Langcha. So related to the horse, the carriage, you know. So the I is a receiver, and aggregate is what is received. There's a Nyawa Langcha, the aggregates. Lembapo is the I, is the receiver, So two different phenomena. So same, the flower, the say, put this way, so this makes it a little bit clear. So after you entered this hall, you see, before you see this form, you know, which has different design, you know, and different design, different design and they say colors, you know. So then some are labeled a flower, and some parts are labeled a leaf. You see, due to the color, the different, mainly due to the different, the different design. So some are called leaf and some are called flower. So before you see this, you don't label flower. The label doesn't come. The flower, the label doesn't come before you see this. You know? Your mind is imputing flower. There's a flower there. You see? Label doesn't come before you see this. Before you form, you see? This space, this phenomena, which is particular characteristic, you know, on this plant. So what you see for your mind to label that there's a flower there. There's a white flower, and the flower there, white flower, pink flower, green flower. Usually, I think there's no green flower. just recently somewhere was this. Just recent time, I don't know where. Somewhere, there was some lots of leaves together, you know, many leaves, green leaves together, and maybe that flower, I'm not sure. So anyway, so something has to cause the mind to make up the label flower. Something has to cause your mind to make up the mind, to make up the label of flower, okay? So, that means you have to see something first. So, in order to label, for your mind to decide the particular label of flower, okay? So, you see, you understand. First, you have to, in order to label a flower, to choose the particular label of flower, you have to see something first, and that has to cause your mind to choose this particular label, flower, and what kind of flower. So you see this plant, the particular design, you know, form, you see that. So then, by seeing this first, you see, different design, form, then only after that, then, your mind make a label flower, and what kind of flower? So rose, Man make a level of flower, rose, and I don't know what's called this one. I'm not sure. Huh? Lilies. Huh? I don't know what they're called. So anyway, I never learned the name of that flower. So anyway, so your mind make up a rose flower, that is the name. You make up the label name, this and that. And your mind immediately impute this and that, and you believe in that. You see? So, your mind, your mind merely imputed flower, and which kind of flower, okay? Then, So now here, just here I want to say something at this point. So now here, you see, so label comes after rose flower, what flower? Flower, the flower label comes after. And what kind of flower? So that. Reason that causes you to decide this particular label, flower and what kind of flower, that is the base. The reason that causes you to choose the particular label, that is seeing the base. Seeing the base. What kind of a form, shape of plant. Seeing that is the reason. Causes you to choose a particular label of flower. So therefore now, here you understand. First you see the base. Next you see the label. Next you see the label. So you can see they are different phenomena. They are different phenomena. The flower doesn't exist separately from the base, the plant, that, you know, which is all that shape, you know, all that, doesn't exist separately from that, but it exists differently from that. You see the base afterwards, then you see the label. So, that's one thing to clarify. So like that, with all the rest of the phenomena, same, when we're in the road, when we stop car, maybe before mentioning that, just finish with the flower, sorry. So, you see, after your mind merely imputed, by seeing the base, after your mind merely imputed flower, believe in that, then flower appears to you. The label, the flower, that came from your mind, or your mind merely imputed, that appears to you. That this is flower. It appears to you that this is flower. And then you see that this is flower. After appearing this is flower, then you see this is flower, you see. So to be able to see that this is flower, there's a whole process. There's a whole evolution that takes. Starting from the, you see, seeing the base first. Then that becomes reason to you choose this particular level. See, all that. So seeing that this is flower comes the very last one. Then good or bad, all that, you know. Then depending on what label you put, then you see that. Depending on what label you put, you see that. Then that affects, you see, pleasant feeling, you know, pleasant feeling, and negative, unpleasant feeling. You know, problem. So depending what label, what kind of label we put at the beginning, see. see, came from our mind, see. So, then there's also karma. Then there's also karma, creating karma involved, see. What label you put? Of course, you can change the label, even though it's negative, but you can put a positive label. You can do that if you are practicing. If you want to keep your mind always in the happiness, if you want, like Lama Chöpa Guru just says, you know, by training mind into bodhicitta, they always keep the mind in happiness. That means you always look at the unfavorable circumstances, you know, people who abuse you, or, you know, whatever, you know, condition, always you put positive label. Then you see always positive, and always you see, able to keep your mind in happiness. Never down, you see, no depression. So, but here what I'm going to say, so I think even that is called karma. So along with this, all this creation, you see, then there, of course, what label you put in, so you see, this past, past karma, you know? There's this. According to your karma, bad and good. You see. Then, you know, appear bad, say, get angry, all the negative thoughts come, angry, motivate karma, you say, harm. But that, then, here, another one, attachment. And good, beautiful, say, up to your mind, made it up. Because that's what label what you put, and that's what you see. So then, you see, not knowing it came from your mind, believing it came from the object side, then, you see, true extent, then attachment. With that exaggeration beauty, then attachment rises. Or, so that then create cause of samsara. To die and reborn, you see, all that. So I think it might be, I think, you know, in our daily life, you can see how much is involved. Can't imagine, you know. Mind, how much mind, our mind create things. And then there's always, it's a karma. Again, creating karma. The projection of views created by your mind, as a, depending on how you label, then again, it's a attachment anchor. This thing. Because if we are not meditating, if we are not practicing mindfulness, watching the mind, mindfulness in our daily life, and if our mind is not in meditation, I don't mean meditation, just breathing in and out, or you see, that you're looking at the flower, mindfulness that you're looking at the flower, not just that. Meditation, ilam rim. I say, after renunciation, bodhicitta, right view. So if the lam rim the three principal aspects of path to enlightenment. You see, if not all three, one. If that practice is not there in your daily life, you see, all your mind creating all these things. You know? If this antidote is not there, you know, that protects your mind, protects you from lower realm suffering, protects you from samsara, liberates you from samsara. It's a clearing cause of samsara, clearing cause of lower realm. So opposite renunciation, the opposite renunciation is attachment to this life, then attachment to even future samsara, you see. So if that's the attitude, then of course become cause of the lower realm to reincarnate, go back to our permanent home, go back to lower realm, see. So that, again, and again, die and reborn again, samsara, so like that. So opposite to bodhicitta, if self-cherishing thought, then what? Then that, see, blocks to achieve enlightenment for sentient being, blocks to achieve more than Mahayana path, you see, that, and blocks to cause happiness to other sentient beings, to benefit others. So that, even it becomes greatest obstacle even to achieve happiness for yourself. And then if there's no right view, you see, then say the lam from lamrim, the heart of lamrim, the three pence apart, the right view, if it is not there, then you see, whatever enjoying the object or whatever the attitude, the ignorance, then doing the activities with that, believing everything is true, existent, you know, then become core, that's it. Yeah, that becomes, that's it. Basis for cause, disturbing thought, disturbing the negative emotion thoughts and its action karma, the cause effect, you see. Then all the results are the result of sufferings. They become the foundation, the root foundation of suffering, see, that the right view, with the right view, then everything become antidote to samsara, antidote to cut the root of samsara, the delusion karma, antidote to samsara. You know? If that meditation done, you see, if that mindfulness practice done, then bodhicitta, then whatever their attitude and what we do activities, it's all become cause of enlightenment. If it's done with the renunciation, then within the attitude and whatever it would do become cause to its liberation from the whole entire oceans of samsara suffering causes. So I'm supposed to speak on the three principal path and also I think to bring the name three principal path at least, you know, some name, you know. So just to before stopping now here the gakcha is this object to be repeated. Now here you can get one idea of gakcha. Okay, so you saw this plant first, you see, which is a different character, I mean the shape like that, okay? Then after seeing that, you see your mind, after seeing that, your mind immediately embedded a flower, which kind of flower, okay? So now here, one thing to understand, it doesn't happen together. You may think, seeing the base and the labeling flower comes together. No, doesn't happen together. If this is happening together, then what causes your mind to choose this particular label, flower, and what kind of flower? You see, what causes? What is the reason? Reason has to be actualized before your mind makes up the label, flower, or what kind of flower. So reason has to exist before reason or the cause should exist before the result bring the label. So therefore, you see, must know doesn't come together. Seeing the label and seeing the base and the label, making up the label doesn't come together. Label come after. So now here I become very clear. Label of flower and base, these two are this different form, shape. Which receive flower, but different. You know what kind of flower? Then different label. You see. So now here's the point. Now here's the point. What you have to realize, empty. Now it comes up this, okay? So your mind merely imbued flower by seeing the base, okay? So, okay. After you believe in that, after that, as a result, then flower appears to you. Flower appears to you as it is flower. Okay? Flower appears to you that there's a flower. Okay? So now here's the question, here's the point. Okay. In reality, the flower should appear to you merely labeled by mind. Because just before the second, the flower is merely imbued by your mind. You see? Just second before, your mind is, the flower is merely imbued by your mind. So the next second, the flower, you see, which appears to you, should be appeared to you, merely labeled by your mind. But that doesn't happen. So this is what we have to realize. You know. So it appears back to you totally opposite to the reality. Reality is merely imbued by mind, but when it appears to you not merely labeled by mind, which means existing from its own side, existing by nature. You see, so all that, you know, all that as a real flower. Real flower in a sense, existing from the side. Okay? So now, flower there. You see, flower there. You see, on the base. You see, on the base, undifferentiable. With the base, that's what Sri Aurobindo said, undifferentiable is also there. You know, that's a very gross view. That's a very gross view. I think the Gakcha, I don't know, they might be, I'm not sure, that maybe there are different levels of kind of Gakcha, I'm not sure. For example, I, undifferentiable with aggregates, that's one, you know, that's one thing. But above the aggregates, there's I. Above the aggregates, nothing clear, but I, you know, real I appearing from there, see, truly existent, appeared and believed, you see, that truth, see. Above the aggregates, you see, there's I. So the, anyway, they appearing in the short, you see, real I appearing from there, which is believed, you see. Not merely labeled by mind, which means that for the say, so the meditators who are familiar with Gakcha, I think probably might be in that way. You see the flower on the base of the flower, on the base there is a flower appearing from there. Like that. And maybe those who are not familiar with Gakcha, that kind of Gakcha, then you see undifferentiable of the base. Maybe kind of more gross. This is my thoughts. See, like that. However, so anyway, so then when you see the, so when the flower appears to you back, there's a real flower, there's a flower on the base. There's a flower on the base. Looks like you can, find. What the Savatantaka school, Rangjuba, Matamika school, Rangjuba, believe. This is their philosophy. You can find the label on the base. So then you have this wrong view. There is what Rangjuba says. And Pasengil says you can't find, you know, unfoundable. It exists, but it's unfoundable on the base. If it's foundable on the base, then it has to be inherent, truly existent or existing from the side, you know, all that. Gakcha. So now here, so same, that means when you see flower, there's a flower on the base, foundable, that means it's a real flower. It's a, you know, in a sense existing from that. So you can see now, you can see, oh, that is Gakcha. Appeared and you believe. That's true. That's Gakcha. Objective purity. That is hallucination. And that is total non-existent. That is totally empty. Totally empty there. Totally empty there. So that's what I have to realize. You see, false flower. See, totally empty. See there. That one is totally empty there. But there is flower existing. There's, after realizing that doesn't mean you don't see any flower at all in the world. You know, you don't see flower at all. You don't have flower at all, or you don't see flowers in your garden. Doesn't mean that. See if so. While this is totally, say, your realization, I mean, still you have this hallucination, you see, but real flower exists, but your understanding from your side, your discovery, you see, so by developing the mind, I think the meditators, other meditators, they say that, but meditating the, you know, the mind, looking at the empty, realizing empty and developing mind, that. Anyway, so then, as a result, then you see, flower, it's not, there's no flower at all, not nihilism, but flower exists. flower exists, but it exists merely in, flower exists merely in Pitipa mind. So before you realize the ultimate truth of the flower, now you realize conventional truth of the flower, you realize now. That was merely in Pitipa mind, you know. Flower exists in my name, merely in Pitipa mind. So that. So, so your understanding of flower is an extremely subtle phenomena, extremely fine, the existence of the flower. Not is non-existent, but exists, but it's like non-existent. It exists, but like non-existent. Non-existent, like non-existent, the big difference is like between sky and earth. See, so subtle, unbelievable subtle. See, what it is extremely subtle phenomena. After, you see, after you realize the flower is empty of, empty of the false flower, the existing from society. The real flower. So anyway, so I think for that mental thing, like when you're dreaming, you recognize dream is dream. While you're dreaming, you recognize dream is dream. So how it is? When you recognize while you're dreaming, you recognize dream, this is dream. So you're just watching. You know it's not true. You know, the life in the dream, you see, you're having so, the life in the dream, you grew up, married, and have children, you know, and so, you know, they're doing jobs so hard and unable to find job, you know, in the dream. Unable to find job in the dream. Unable to find job in the dream. So in the so then the child born very happy, so excited, you know, at a wedding, so excited, and you know, found friend, so excited. Then child died, so upset. But this I'm talking about in the dream. Then the husband, wife, you know, got sick or died, you see, or got cancer or something like that, you know. But this I'm talking in the dream, you know. In the dream, okay? And died. So all this, you know, you see, life experiencing the dream. All the fight, all the quarrels, you know, maybe court cases in the dream, you know, or how's it, paying a lot of money or something like that, you know. So anyway, then you've been so worried, you were too old, you know, you've been so worried, all the hair has become white, you know, many wrinkles in the body, become very thin, skinny. So anyway, you know, so much happened. Maybe it could be 1 hour dream. But you went through a whole life. And you see, so if you really believe it's true, then you struggle so, I mean, what a struggle, you know, what a suffering. See, when you believe it's true, all this true. Can you imagine that? If you believe this is true, then So much suffering in your life, if you believe it's true. Can you imagine? You see, you went to the business, but you didn't succeed, failed, you know, or many things. Anyway, so, yeah. But then, if you recognize the dream is dream, you see, nothing affects your mind. Get angry, get attached, because you recognize it's not, because you know it's not true. All these things happening, You see, but it's like illusion, you see there. So this is dream, this is... So it doesn't affect your mind. Your mind is in peace. You see, just like scenery, it's all like scenery, you know? Scenery, movie, kind of a scenery, you see. until you become enlightened, you know, except equals when you are being the equals meditation, the flower, I mean, still appear to you inherently existent, of course. But from your side, there is no. But from your side, you understand. You realize it's not. You realize that's empty. That's flower's empty of existing from its side. Empty of the real one, in a sense, existing from its side. So therefore, like recognizing dreams, or like mirage. You had the vision of the water, but you don't. You just came from that, you know, sand. You see? So you know there's no water. But you only look at the back. You have the vision of water, but you have discovery there's no water. So like that. even though you have hallucination, the flowers appear as real something, and a false flower. Tradition. But you have a wisdom, understanding, seeing, and that is empty, you know? So while it's empty, while the flower is empty, it exists, you know, being merely impeded by the mind. Relating to the base, so it is dependent. While it's empty, it is existing. The base and thought, and the label. Do this. It exists. It is merely impeded by mind. So while it's dependent arising, it is empty. So while it is appearing, it is empty. While it is appearing, it is empty. So meant to recite Heart Sutra, but anyway, I think. So anyway, this is very. Anyone who paid attention, you know, listened to the talk, concentrated, that become meditation. That already become meditation on emptiness, you know, that. So, last night I made a big mistake. So, must apologize. So that text I read wasn't Golden Light Sutra. That was my hallucination. I don't think it was your hallucination, my hallucination. It was Golden Light Sutra. There was another sutra called condensed the merits. I think probably text that which talks about the, you know, collecting merits. So one text which I kept. So what happened was that the cover of that text, it went on the cover of that text on the Golden Light Sutra. you know, and that the cover of that text, cover of the what's it? So cover of the what's it? Yeah, so the cover of the Golden Light Sutra is went on there, that Sunam Dibido, this collection in the condensed the merits. So Golden Light Sutra cover went on that, the cover of the Golden Light Sutra. Now I'm confused. So anyway, got changed. And even that text I brought here last night, believing that's Golden Light Sutra 100%. Anyway. So still some page of that, you know, got mixed up with that Golden Light Sutra. So even that was not, so that I read the second chapter. I think, say, I didn't somehow go distracted with the talk, so I didn't get rid much text of, I think maybe 3 pages maybe I've read from that. So I did have doubts. One point, you know, what it is. Whether this is not or not, you know. So today, at the beginning, in this morning, believing that Golden Light Sutra, still, you see, this morning, this sometime later. So I was trying to get the extra Golden Light Sutra. I missed out. So I tried to get from California or from this one professor, American Jin Smith, who lived in Delhi for a long time, collect so many texts. His unbelievable text is Jin Smith. So I was usually many times I write him to any text that I would like to have something. Then he sends, the minute when you receive the letter, the email, you know, he sent immediately. So, very good-hearted person. So anyway, then I found the Golden Light. Then finally I found the Golden Light Sutra. Different cover. So I think but I don't think I can, because last night didn't happen, so may not finish this time, but I think I'll do the next session as much as I can, so I think then tomorrow, then Le Prabha maybe in the future sometime, you know, like that. So tonight, it's the real Golden Light Sutra. I don't think I made a mistake still. So. 다이트 뉴스에 개발된 단도 그럼 개발을 좀 뜬 배는 뭐를 넣어 주셔 장조 선교 좀 보지 마제와 남지 주지 개발이나 공안의 공도 배워를 주.